Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, Ware Mamo. Hey, what's up, Mac? How you doing?
Hey, doing good. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, man. You know, All-Star Weekend at the Garden, MSG, you know. Now, I'm pumped for that. You know, we're gonna lead off with that. You know, that game's going to come on in about, you know, a little less than 2 hours from now. You know, we're going to lead off with that. We're going to recap the slam dunk contest, also the three-point, and also, you know, talk about, you know, what's going on in WWE as we're 1 week away from the WWE Fastlane pay-per-view event. So, you know, without further ado, you know, the number is, of course, 917-388-4189. That's 917-388-4189. So feel free to share your thoughts on these topics and more. So you know the deal. And with that, let's tip off with the NBA All-Star game. And, of course, you know, the East is hosting it. And, of course, it's at Madison Square Garden, our home court.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, And you know the big controversy. I'm gonna give you a clue. You know what's the biggest controversy coming out of this All-Star game?
What?
Whether or not, you know, will Carmelo Anthony play? And if so, how much will he play? And when will he shut it down, you know, because of his injury, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because, you know, he's facing criticism for, you know, not playing, you know, not playing most of these games. I mean, the Knicks are, what, 0-13 without him so far this year? And they just only won 10 games the entire season. And they all happened, you know, and they were all when he played, you know.
Right.
So that's the big controversy about that. What's your thoughts on Carmelo Anthony playing in the All-Star game?
Well, I mean, if the injury is that serious, he shouldn't be playing at all. You know, it's a further risk injury. But, I mean, I guess, you know, he wants to, you know, give back to the fans who selected him for the All-Star game. And it is in his, you know, in New York where he's playing. So I guess, you know, he feels like he has to play for this game. But, you know, I think if it's a serious injury, he shouldn't be playing at all, you know, whether it's for the fans or not.
Yeah.
You should shut it down right now.
Yeah, I feel you, man. I feel exactly what you're saying, man. I mean, I know where he's coming from. You know, this is his home court. You know, this is, you know, MSG. You know, this might be the only time in his career that, you know, the Knicks are going to be hosting the All-Star game, you know, because in a few years, Brooklyn is going to finally host their All-Star game. That hasn't been announced yet, but, you know, they've been rumored to host All-Star game in the near future by themselves because, you know, this year, you know, they shared the All-Star festivities with us, you know. We had the MSG had the celebrity and the rising star contest on Friday night. Yesterday, you know, they had the slam dunk contest, you know, at Barclays Center and the 3-point. And, of course, you know, Stephen Curry finally won the 3-point shooting contest. And, you know, there's no doubt he's the best pure shooter in the game. You know,
this was his
fourth 3-point contest appearance, and you know he finally got that crown.
Yeah,
well deserved.
He shot three. He made 13 in a row at one point.
I mean, he's unconscious, man. I mean, this guy, man, you can't even debate it that he's the best shooter in the game.
Oh yeah, he definitely shoot lights out.
So you finally got that title, and you know once the All-Star game resume, you know Curry and his newest head coach, Steve Curry, you know they're gonna try to bring that title, you know, to Golden State.
Oh yeah.
I mean that's
this year.
Yeah, the Splash Brothers, man. Him and Klay Thompson, man, you can't stop these guys.
Yeah, Klay Thompson was also in the 3-point shootout, and he had a pretty good first round there last night. But in the final round, you know, Stephen Curry put on the show with that 13 in a row.
Oh yeah, I mean, are you surprised? No, he was my pick to win the 3-point. So.
Yeah, I mean, I thought Kyle Korver would do a good job, but he didn't do that well. But
Kyle Korver, he's always been an awesome three-point shooter, period.
Oh, yeah, especially this year. The guy's shooting, like, almost 50% from three-point. Like, crazy.
Yeah, video game. I know, exactly. Kind of like that Novak year, the last time we were good.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, of course, Korver has been doing it for an extremely long time, you know.
Yep.
But, yeah, that's, you know, good. You know, Curry finally got that title. And, of course, you know, in the slam dunk contest, you know, Levine, he finally won it. I mean, he won his the slam dunk. What's your whole thoughts on the whole slam dunk contest?
Oladipo? Yeah, Oladipo and Zach LaVine, they were like the show last night. He had like his first two dunks where his first dunk was he threw the ball, caught it, and caught it between his legs and dunked it with his left hand. And then his second dunk, he threw it, caught it, put it behind his back, and jammed it with his right hand. I mean, he put on a show. And he was a top pick. He was a pick going into the slam dunk contest to win it all. And he showed what he got. Showed what type of dunk monster he is. And the guy's like 19 years old, so he still has many more years ahead of him to show.
No doubt about that.
And what's his name? Victor Oladipo. His entrance was phenomenal. He came out and he had a hat on with this suit, and he was singing Frank Sinatra's New York, New York before he performed his 540 dunk. It was classic. It was a good show. It was definitely a much better slam dunk contest than last year, where they had the, them doing it as a team.
That yeah, that shit was horrible. That shit was horrible. Yeah. So horrible that they reverted back to their old, rules.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yep. I mean, it was really ridiculous.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know why they came up with that idea last year. But it's a good thing they fixed it, so.
Oh, yeah. Much better this year.
And I guess we'll shift gears, talk a little MLB news. James Shields, the former Rays and former Royals, he signed a deal with the Padres. You know, they gave him the most money, obviously, and he signed with the Padres. I think it was a 4-year deal, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow. So it's a good signing.
Yeah, definitely. For them, for sure. And other than that signing, I can't really think of anything major that happened this week.
Yeah.
Hot stove-wise. I mean, the other news I could think off the top of my head is that Eric Young Jr. signed with the Braves, after spending these last couple of years with the Mets.
Mm-hmm.
But, that, other than that, there's nothing major. And, A-Rod apologize. To the Yankees. Is it tomorrow? I know it's.
They already had it already, didn't they?
Let me check.
They already had the meeting.
I don't think they did.
Really? I thought they had a meeting where he apologized already to them. That's past tense, isn't it?
No, let's see. I'm looking right here. He can make it to Yankee Stadium. It hasn't happened yet.
No, but he had a face to face meeting. You're talking about a public apology or a face to meeting with the management?
He's gonna have a public apology at Yankee Stadium. Press conference.
I thought you meant the face to face because he had a meeting with management like Brian Cashman and management where he publicly apologize to them, but the public apology, I don't know when that's coming.
Yeah, that should be coming this week coming up. Yeah, he, like you said, he did apologize to the, people privately, but he's going to make a public apology to the fans and the media, very soon. Could even be this Tuesday, but don't hold me to that. But, he's definitely going to, publicly.
Well, that's going to be interesting to see, what type of production he gives to the Yankees. The guy's getting up there in age, 4 years old. You don't know what he has since, he hasn't been on the field for over a year. And, A-Rod, he's still a big name in sports. And, everything that surrounds him, it's got a lot of news media is going to cover him. So, it's going to be That's going to be something to watch during the season, to see what type of production he gives us, how he handles media coverage, and, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, definitely, no doubt about that. And, let's also talk about something else. I mean, what we do, we talk sports and entertainment, so Yeah, let's talk a little entertainment, and the biggest news in the entertainment news is Spider-Man is finally going to join the Marvel, the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Mm.
And I know me and you are huge Spider-Man fans. What's your thoughts on that?
Well, to be honest with you, when you told me that, I didn't think he ever left Marvel. I didn't think he ever left. I thought he was part of it, so I really didn't. It wasn't a shock to me or anything, but that's good that now he can be in some of the other Marvel films with the other characters.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, think about it. I'm surprised you didn't know, because he never appeared in any other, you know, Marvel movie other than, you know, because he his rights is still with Sony Pictures, but they made an agreement to share, to allow Spider-Man to, you know, appear in Marvel films. And, you know, as you know, that's very important, because the Captain America movie is the Civil War. And I don't know if you're familiar with this new storyline. This storyline came out a few years ago in the comic books. And basically, the superheroes took a side, you know, to reveal because there was this major catastrophe, and one side of the group wanted, the government wanted them to reveal their identities, and some of the superheroes on one side, you know, wanted, you know, complied, and they were willing to share their identity, you know, so they could be part of the government and, you know, fight, you know, evil. And the other side felt that, you know, their, you know, First Amendment was being violated by revealing their identities. So basically, it split the whole the Marvel superhero roster, and basically, you know, each superhero had to choose a side. And Captain America was on one side, supporting, the government. And Iron Man, you know, he stood his ground, thinking that, you know, their identities, you know, should be kept, you know, silent.
Right.
So it was a, you know, very interesting, storyline comic book wise. So that movie is finally going to happen. And it would have been a giant omission if Spider-Man wasn't part of it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it hasn't been a big deal to not see him appear in some of the other movies. I guess maybe in a future Hulk movie or Avengers movies, that'd be good to see him, but it hasn't been really a deal breaker not to see him in the other movies. I mean, the other movies have still been good without him.
I guess you it didn't really come to your attention because, you know, they rebooted, you know, the series yet again, you know, with Andrew Garfield. And guess what?
Exactly.
I don't know if you heard, they're going to reboot the series yet again with a different actor.
Oh, yeah.
So this is going to be basically, in less than 20 years, they've rebooted Spider-Man like 3 times.
Wow. And like, they haven't even come out with the Spider-Man. Have they come out with Spider-Man 3 for this reboot yet?
It's dead. It's not going to happen, because now they're going to reboot the series. They're going to take it back to high school. The whole radioactive biting Spider-Man in high school. They're taking it back, man. They're rebooting it to the origin story yet again. If you didn't know about Spider-Man's origin yet, you're going to see it again for a third time in the movie theaters.
Wow. Interesting.
Yeah. So far the only major...
Well, they've done the same thing with Hulk, kind of.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, that's true. But
like
the Hulk...
Three different characters play Hulk.
Yeah, and Mark Ruffalo, he's going to star in his upcoming Incredible Hulk movie in the near future.
Yeah.
And, you know, so that's something worth, you know, watching. But, yeah, you're right. Like you said, it's not unprecedented, but, you know, the Spider-Man movies have been, you know, way more successful than the Iron Man. I mean, not the Iron Man, the Incredible Hulk movies. So.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So
the first Hulk movie looked like he was flubber. No.
Yeah, for real. So yeah, so far everything Marvel has touched, you know, has, you know, turned to gold. So, with Spider-Man coming on, you know, that's gonna be sweet. But another, the only major, you know, Marvel movie that's not part of the Marvel, you know, the MCU universe, the Marvel universe, you know, with the Avengers and all the other popular Marvel films is the X-Men film. And I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon because that latest, you know, X-Men movie, you know, Days of Future Past, man, there is no way Sony's going to give that one up.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's going to be a long time you're going to see X-Men, you know, inside the Avengers. But then again, we didn't think Spider-Man would be in a...
That's true.
Marvel, another, you know, Marvel, official Marvel film, you know, Marvel Studios film. So,
yeah.
Keep our fingers crossed with that one.
We shall see.
And, yeah, shifting gears, let's talk WWE. And Raw, you know, basically, Triple H called out Sting. And, you know, basically, Sting, you know, gave his response as expected. He said, I will accept, you know, through the Titantron and some pyro, you know, some special effects. You know, he's gonna show up next week at the Fastlane pay-per-view event. So this will be the first time we'll hear Sting talk.
Yeah, that's gonna be interesting.
You know, inside a WWE ring.
Yeah, whoop his ass.
Oh yeah. Oh, definitely. There's no way Sting is going to lose to Triple H at WrestleMania.
I don't think so.
Nor should he.
Yo, whoop his ass, man.
It's going to be interesting, even though I wanted the Sting-Undertaker match. But, you know, after he came out and interfered in that second Cena match where, you know, Ryback and Ziggler and Eric Rowan got their job, you knew it was evident. You know, without a shadow of a doubt, they were leaning towards this way.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yep.
You know, I embrace it, you know. I'm looking forward to seeing Sting, challenge Triple H and talk some smack to Triple H and, you know, basically accept Triple H's challenge or challenge him to the WrestleMania match. So that's going to be interesting. Hopefully the rumor isn't true that, you know, Sting can't use his bat. Because that would be totally unfair because you know Triple H is going to use his sledgehammer. So
oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hopefully that rumor isn't true. And
That's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, I think that's like one of the two main things I'm interested in. Of course, that face-to-face debate. And, of course, you know what I'm talking about. The match that everybody wants that's interested in seeing. And, of course, I'm talking about the Roman Reigns-Daniel Bryan match.
Mm-hmm.
So, we're going to give our previews, you know, next week.
Oh, yeah.
But
before Fastlane.
Yes, exactly. Before Fastlane pay-per-view event, you know, next week. So, definitely looking forward to that. So, you know, tune in next week to get our feedback on that and our predictions. And the third match I'm interested in is the Rusev Cena match, which was originally going to be a WrestleMania match, but I'm thinking either they're going to have a rematch at WrestleMania or maybe the rumored Hulk Hogan Cena match. Even though Hulk Hogan's like 60 years old, you know. You know, ever since he returned to WWE, he's been talking about having one more match and, you know, possibly facing Cena. So, I mean, that'd be the only logical reason why they pushed back they advanced the Rusev Cena match, because that would have been an interesting match at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
you know, it would have been.
You know what? I'm starting to think more and more that he probably will fight Hulk Hogan at WrestleMania.
Yeah, because he has no other feud unless if he's gonna fight Rusev again.
Yeah.
And to me, I mean, it's unless if Rusev beats him, I mean, there's no reason for him to fight Rusev again.
Mhm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So I mean, it's gonna be interesting to see what happens. with that. And also on SmackDown, Reigns and Bryan basically fought almost the entire show.
As soon as the show started, they pretty much took they fans that whole show, man.
Oh yeah, they only had like three other matches. They had the Divas match, which I forgot about, and they also had the tag team match, I think, between Bray Wyatt versus R-Truth.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally forgot about that match because 95% of the whole entire show was basically, you know, the two number one contenders teaming up and fighting each other.
Yep.
Against the whole entire tag team division. I don't know if that was
the whole show.
Yeah, and he did. And of course, this looks like the Rhodes brothers are breaking up. Apparently, Dusty Rhodes is going to show up tomorrow night. So maybe the rumored Cody Rhodes Goldust match that, you know, the brothers always wanted might finally happen because, you know, WWE, you could clearly see they're happy with Goldust's work. I mean, this guy is even better than he was in the Attitude Era. I mean, this guy is still, you know, can compete. I mean, just like the New Age Outlaws.
Real.
They haven't skipped a beat.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be, you know, definitely interested to see. And I don't know, what's your thoughts on the Wade Barrett, Dean Ambrose match?
I think they're going to fight at Fastlane, right?
Yeah.
That's going to be interesting. Maybe we should wait till next week to talk about that
match. Yeah, we should. But bottom line is, I think they should have made that match. They should have saved that match for WrestleMania.
Really?
Yeah, because I think it'd be interesting to see maybe Dean Ambrose winning the Intercontinental title could bring it the prestige that it's been lacking, you know, lately. You know,
I think maybe if he does win it, maybe he fights Bray Wyatt at WrestleMania.
Nah, the rumor is that he's facing Undertaker.
Oh yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
Or maybe even unify the title, him and Rusev. You know, like if Cena's fighting Hogan, maybe they should unify the title. If he beats Wade Barrett at Fastlane, he should unify the title against Rusev. And then maybe have, like an underdog story. Or if they want to make Rusev rebound, he has to win both titles, but right. I would prefer Dean Ambrose to unify the title, and they retired the U.S. title. You know, he'd be the last U.S. champion, and he'd be a third-time U.S. champion, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I expect him to win the title Fastlane, but, you know, we'll talk more about that next week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no doubt about that, right. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that. And, before we promo the other, you know, our shows for next week. The SNL is going to have their 40th anniversary. You know, I'm pumped for that. I'm going to watch that like in a half an hour from now, the red carpet and everything. What's your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to that. 3 hours, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's going to be like watching Raw. Because you got the red carpet, it's like 7 to 8, and then 8 to 11:30 is the actual celebration. So it's like 4.5 or so. So this is like even longer than Raw.
Yeah,
that's even possible.
I'm going to have to watch Walking Dead and Shameless late tonight. Mm. So, I guess it'll be worth it watching 40 years of SNL cast members reunite.
Oh, man. And I'm definitely looking forward to see Eddie Murphy, you know, because he hasn't been there since he left in 84.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's going to be exciting seeing everybody come back, really.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so anything you'd like to say?
Check out my show, IMAC, every Saturday at 11. And come back here, check out Sports Urban Legend, every Sundays at 6.
You heard the guy, man. Check out both shows. You won't regret it. And as always, we want to thank you all for taking the time and listening to both shows. And I'll see you next week, Sunday at 6 p.m., Sports Urban Legend. I'm William Ramo. He's Macaulay Matthews. See you guys next week. God bless and peace.